father of mine.
All right, let's bring him in. Dad, brought to you by JM Synthetics. Online at jmsynthetics.com.
Well, hello, sir.
Hi, Dad. Good morning.
Good morning, son. How are you?
Never better. Never better. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's good.
We're doing okay.
How is Joanne doing?
Doing well. Sitting right next to me.
That's good. Now, Dad, I spoke with you yesterday, and
yes,
in just over a week is birthday week for you. Okay.
Well, you guys are making a big deal out of this, you know?
Yeah, and I know you don't like that. You don't like it when people, like, visit with you on your birthday. You think that it's like...
No, I don't like them to do over me, you know?
You mean, like, go out of our way to celebrate your birthday?
Yeah.
Who doesn't like birthday?
I mean, hey, you know, it's another day.
Oh no! It's a birthday party. You get one. Okay. You get one a year. This is your 88th birthday.
God bless you, honey.
That's a big day, you know.
Well, it's another day.
No, come on now. I actually I've been going back and forth about doing some type of little video. When we get together. Now I'm starting to think I'd like to do that. I think the audience would love to see you with like a party hat on blowing out the candles, Dad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So,
it's your show.
Yeah. Well, that'll be on Saturday. That is March 19th.
Okay, well. I'll have my secretary mark it down.
Yeah, well, it's going to be over at Mike and Liz's house.
Yeah, she says she's got it marked down.
Okay, Mike's going to be making the corned beef.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're good to go. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
Okay.
Hey, you know whose birthday it is today, don't you?
No.
Diana.
Yeah.
Well, Joanne said yes, but I didn't remember that at all.
That's okay. That is okay. So it's her.
I guess we're going to have to call her for sure.
Oh, yeah. She gets home probably about 4 o'clock. All right. You know what? I can call you if you want.
Oh, we'll call her at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, we like to sing happy birthday.
Yeah.
We have great voices for singing.
Okay, I know you do. I know you do. Yeah.
Oh, I love you, honey.
I love you, too. I love you, too. Yeah. Well, everybody's excited about you being back on the show. We have another series of questions that people have sent along. There they are. There's a whole bunch of them. All right.
We're ready to talk. I hope I can make common sense.
Yes. Okay. In fact, going with the birthday theme, how about this one, Dad? Dear Meathead, do you and your family do birthday spankings?
No.
He followed up, if so, have you ever given your daughter-in-law, Diana, a birthday spanking, which is kind of a weird question.
Yeah, the answer is no.
Yeah,
no.
I know it. What a dumb question that is. I mean, seriously.
Is that a thing they do? They spank you so many times for your birthday numbers?
Now, I have heard of that, but it sounds terrible. I wouldn't want anything to do with that.
I mean, if you were 50 years old, are you going to get spanked?
Yeah, I guess you get spanked 50 times. So would you?
I would take a gun and shoot them before they start.
I'd fall asleep spanking.
Yeah. Did you hear what you
asked? Yeah, well, that's it'd be 88 spankings for you.
Yeah.
It'd be horrible.
I'd be black and blue.
That would be way weird. I wouldn't like it at all. Okay.
Well, tell that audience, I'm telling them that I've never heard of that, and I don't know.
Yeah, that's
I think it's kind of a foolish thing.
It is.
When a person is like 2 years old and 6 years old, it's done and over with, but carry it on? Are you kidding?
Yeah, it sounds a little creepy, you know?
Yeah.
It's a little creepy.
Yeah, let me take my drawer down and
spank my... That's weird. this guy who wrote it,
that kid never want to live.
The guy who wrote it, he lives in Houghton Lake, so you know he's got a 1,000-yard stare to begin with.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
No, it's a poor thing.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not kissing him 10 times or 20 times.
That's even worse.
Yeah. Well.
All right. Tom writes, hey guy. He says Governor Whitmer is a source of controversy for a lot of people in Michigan.
Yes, I've heard.
And then he says, what do you think of her?
I really didn't give much thought of that from day one when he was elected.
It's her.
Yeah, it's a she, no. Dad. It's a girl. It's a lady.
I just cannot picture her as a leader of my state.
Really? How come?
I don't know. I just have no connection. Joanne likes her.
Oh, I like her too.
Don't see it,
she
know?
Was she was really aggressive during COVID, you know.
She was very active.
Yeah, I thought that was awesome. What did you think?
The what?
I thought it was awesome how aggressive was.
Well, that was good. You know.
She's not afraid of public opinion.
No, she does. She's not afraid of that.
Well, I was actually, the American people are something else. For instance, weren't they supposed to be kidnapping her or something?
Yes. In fact, that trial gets underway today for those dummies who are accused of doing that. And it takes place here in federal court in Grand Rapids.
I mean, in this country, I don't understand it. People don't like you, somebody, they shoot them. They
right.
don't like them, they do some damage. But what is it?
I don't know. It's homegrown terrorism is what it is.
Oh, man.
It's awful. And those guys are going to go to prison for a long, long time, and they should.
You know, my neighbor and I, a long time ago, we had a falling out, have a conversational falling out, and we talked to each other and all that. After a while, I said, my God, there's a guy. There's a nice guy. He really is a nice guy.
Yeah.
Why would I go that route? You know, I went out there and knocked on his door. I said, listen, I'm really so sorry about how I acted about that. I want to be your friend. I want to be your neighbor.
Yeah.
And let it go.
Yeah, I am waiting for that same type of thing to happen to me from various former show listeners.
Oh, come on. Well, I don't know what else you do. You sure do a lot of right things with me.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Well, anyway, Dad, this guy also writes that he thinks that Governor Whitmer is a stone-cold fox. Now, I know you only have eyes for the lovely and talented Joanne, but...
Absolutely correct.
Do you think that Governor Whitmer is a stone-cold fox?
I'm going to be very honest with you. I really don't remember what she looked like. I really don't.
All right.
I mean, that's an honest feeling.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Maybe you'll be able to see in the next press conference.
I heard her name several times in the last couple of days.
Okay, there you go.
You know, but I know who she is.
Well, yeah, and you knew that.
If I saw her in the street, I don't think I'd recognize her.
And you knew that those guys wanted a kidnapper too. So I mean,
yes,
you don't know.
Yes.
I mean,
this is a part of this country that I cannot tolerate.
Yeah. All right. Aram, your pal Aram, writes.
Yes, Aram. Yes.
He says, a very fine morning to you, sir. I have a friend who complains about people in his house are not following his rules for using the microwave. Then at his job, he doesn't like the rules that management put in place for using the microwave. So it sounds like he wants to have special privileges, you know, like at his house, he wants certain thing rules on the microwave, like keep it clean and clear the time. But at work, he doesn't like that. What do you think, Meathead?
Well, rules are made by people, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, somebody owns something and is allowing other people to use it as well. He would like the person respect that product that they're using. Keep it like it's yours.
Yeah.
You keep it clean and all that. No, I don't blame that person that wants that situation be taken care of properly.
Okay, so I think what his point was...
I think that's wrong. If you got something, you used it, and you messed it up, or even if you didn't mess it up, if it requires cleaning, clean it up and put it back in.
Fair enough.
You get to use it again. The owner supposedly just discontinued that program, takes everything out of there. You don't make coffee.
Okay.
How would you like that, buddy?
Fair enough. Andrea writes, Dear Meathead, what is your favorite kind of cookie? Love you, guy.
Wait a minute, Joanne. What is that? Joanne says raisin oatmeal.
Well, what? Okay, you like raisin oatmeal cookies. I love those too, Dad.
Yeah, I do. I can eat a ton of that.
maybe at the birthday party, Dad.
Hey, I'm not trying to cut it out. Don't want to gain any weight.
No. Well, I mean, hey, have you ever thought about lifting weights a little bit? Like lifting some weights?
No, I don't want to work out.
Well, yeah, but I mean, typically when people get on in years, get into the, you know, your stage of life, their muscles fade. It's important that you keep strength, you know?
I'm strong. I really am.
You don't want to do any dumbbell presses over your head or anything?
No,
nothing like that.
Not overweight. I'm not underweight. I'm just right.
Okay.
And I've done so much dumbbell lifting in my life that I'm sick of it.
Yeah, and if Joanne has
to, just a bodybuilder.
If Joanne has to pick you up off the ground, she's picking up a dumbbell herself.
That's funny.
Hey, Dad, I'm going back and looking at my notes of things you've said since we started, and the comment that's standing out is, rules are made by people.
Yes. Yes. Well.
Yeah. Brian has a question. He writes, Good morning, Meathead. Actually, he needs some advice. I was at the urinal, and I accidentally caught my my ding-dong in my zipper.
Oh boy.
He says, do you have any secret remedies to help it heal up fast? Thanks, Meathead. Thank you.
Oh,
signed,
man,
Brian.
That's painful. No, I really don't have any, except you just keep it clean and put medication on it. Joanne just asked, didn't have shorts on?
Well, I don't know what happened or how. Maybe not. Maybe he was going cowboy. But... I'm not sure what happened.
You're funny. Oh, man. Hey, that's a terrible thing. That really is.
Yeah, well, now he's...
very sensitive area.
Yeah, his ding-dong got stuck in there. Now he had to... It's like... That's just terrible. So what should he do? Is there any, like, cure or thing to help? Does he put a Band-Aid on his pee-pee?
I think he should see a doctor.
See a doctor. Okay.
I really think. I can easily get infected.
Neosporin.
What is it, Joanne?
Neosporin.
Joanne says put on Neosporin.
Gotcha.
Anti-bacteria.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, Go to mintmobile.com/Zane. Mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. Mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
All right, this next question I have is from Melinda, who has a problem with some of the landscaping in front of her house. And she writes, "Dear Meathead, I have a massive bush." And then she says, "This bush is so big. People comment about the bush when they come to my house and tell me how big it is. This thing has so many branches. It's so big. It stands out when I look at my house. And when I look on my doorbell camera, all I can see, I'd like to be able to see my mailbox. I'd like to remove the bush altogether. My friends say trim it down a lot instead of removing it. But all I have are small hedge trimmers. They cannot handle this big bush. What equipment do I really need to really prune down this huge bush? Signed, Melinda. P.S. It's a holly bush."
Wow. Melinda, well, you've actually given one definite good idea is to take it down completely. Is that in the front of the house?
Yeah, I think it's right in the front, right in the mons.
All right. No bush should be in front of your house, really.
Yeah.
Honest, it's a tiny little miniature thing that you can trim it with a little cutting and all that. That you should have visibility to the street. And when people have bushes like that, that they're really looking for trouble, and that is a trouble for you.
Yeah, I think it is. She seems to be the type
I think you should have it. Of course, it costs money. If you don't want to spend any money, keep cutting it down till it's down to a level of the ground.
Yeah.
Then dig around it and put some acid.
Dig around it and then put acid?
Well, yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow.
There's a whole bush.
Okay.
There'd be no whole bush. It'd be all cut.
Okay. Gotcha.
The branches, you get rid of it. And now you're level to the ground. And then if you have some kind of an equipment that you can put crisscross cuts on it, on top of it, and then pour some acid on top of that.
Uh-huh.
It'll kill the tree as it goes.
Okay. All right. She asked.
Some kind of acid that would not harm anything else.
Right.
But when you end up with a bush level to the ground.
Yeah.
There's a rip light.
Yeah. She also adds, "P.S. Should I do it in the shower?" And I'm not sure what she means by that.
What?
Yeah.
What if you do it in the shower?
I don't know. I think it might be a typo or something.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that means.
Don't do it in the shower.
No, don't do it in the shower. You got to do it in the front. I don't know if we're talking about the same thing here.
Well, when you take that whole bush and cut it down, it's a level to the ground.
Okay.
You got the stump.
Oh, yes. All right.
Now I have equipment that, for instance, got a saw on it, and you keep crisscross cuts, left, right. It's all kinds of chunks that come out of there.
Well, you might harm the clams if you do that. I mean, you got to be careful.
Well, you take it, that's like the bush is like a tree.
Yeah, it's big and unkempt. Yeah.
bottom of it has got a huge stump.
Uh-huh. So then once you get rid of that, you should
You're cutting that all apart.
Yep.
And
yeah.
Then you can pour some acid in this. There's chemicals out there in the street and stores that you can pour it in that area that he cut. She cuts.
Yes. Okay.
Just pour all around it. It'll kill that thing.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. So I think that should help you, Melinda. That is,
so.
Yeah. Okay. How about this? Dear Meathead, all of my friends are depressed. How can I help them out?
What are they depressed about? Don't you know?
It doesn't say. It just says that all of his friends are depressed, and he wants to cheer them up. Do you have any things that he could do that might make them happy?
Well, if I go back to my ages, you have a party with a lot of beer.
Yeah, you have a party. Why not, you know?
But then again, that's all a temporary fix.
Okay,
go home with a hangover.
Yes.
3 days later, they're normal and back to depression.
Okay, well.
They're really, I don't see. Well, first of all, you got to know what they're depressed about.
You think that matters?
Yeah, then you can give the appropriate advice depending on what the reason of depression is.
Who knows?
I think it's because of COVID, which is
maybe COVID, the war, things like that. What about doing something that's fun? Like maybe, I don't know, go for a bike ride, go bowling, play paintball, melt some snow in the driveway.
Change
their outlook, I guess.
I'm dumbfounded on that.
Well, what do you do to get?
I know
get,
what I would have done.
So yeah, what I mean, if you got the blues, Dad, what are you going to do to snap out of it?
Maybe I have to get busy with something.
Right, like go and make a picture frame and cut your fingers off.
Do anything, right? So. Go dig a hole somewhere.
Yeah, dig a hole.
That's just the way I am.
Are there holes all over your backyard?
No, our backyard is watched over.
Yeah.
When something is coming up to be a problem, gets taken care of right away.
I know. You pick up the leaves, you melt the snow.
Yes.
You know what what you should do this year is you should rip out your driveway and put a new one in.
Why?
Well, because, you know, to keep yourself from being depressed.
That concrete is beautiful.
Well, I know, but that's something to do. I know you're always looking for something to do.
I can't. Hey, I don't have equipment or anything.
I know. Well, hell, you would just use a... You would just use
you're
a.
You're kidding me.
No, you'd just use a hammer and a rake.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, let's see. Jimmy in Portland, Maine says... Dear Meathead, I'm coming to Michigan in July. What is the best seafood to buy from the Great Lakes, in your opinion?
I need to go to the Keio here for food. What do you think, Joanne?
I love lobster, but that don't come.
Yeah.
No. Well, doesn't Mike fish walleye and perch?
Oh, yeah. He does fish 24/7.
I think
well, Joanne's comment was... get lobster.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
That's very pricey.
That's not from the lakes.
That's
from the ocean.
Either.
I think
walleye is good.
Walleye is absolutely fantastic, and
yes.
I think that if it's in season, you'll have a better time with that too. And I don't even know when it's in season, but anyway.
My son-in-law Mike, like he catches them, brings them home,
freezes it
later on. Either.
Yep. Freezes it. Salmon is fantastic in Michigan. So, yeah, I think anything, any of those, perch, walleye, salmon, especially the walleye, in my opinion, is probably the greatest fish in the world.
I want to make about this thing. When you catch fish, I really never knew what people did when they catch the fish, but, yeah, you should clean and eat it. Some people just throw it away, I think.
Wait a minute. Did you just say when you catch fish, you don't know what people did with it, you should clean it and eat it?
I'm going to clean it and eat it. Cook it.
Well, what do you think they're going to do with it? Put it in
a
bottle?
Because some of them don't. I heard catch and release.
Oh, okay.
What the hell is that?
Well, yeah, that I think they're just doing that for the sport of it. So it's kind of like they reel the fish in and then they let it go.
Yeah, in the meanwhile, you put a hook on a guy's neck.
Oh, yeah.
You know, which may not survive.
You're talking about the fish?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got you. So if you're going to catch it, eat it.
Yeah, take it home, clean it, eat it, or
yes.
Give it to some other people that will eat it.
So you're saying like if you're going to catch fish. Only fish if you're going to use it for food. You can't, like for sport, let it go.
Hey, catch and release. I don't understand the fun. I do not understand the fun in that.
I don't either. If I catch a fish, I want to eat it. I don't like fishing that much because, A, I hooked my finger last time I did it. over at Bright Lake, Glory Lake, and I haven't fished since, and I feel bad for the fish.
Of course. You're a sensitive person.
Yeah, I am. I don't like that. Now, if someone else catches it and cleans it, then I'm okay with it.
Yes, you're right.
You and I are the same.
And eat it.
Yeah, you and I are the same.
Catch it, period.
This is what I feel. I feel that people who actually fish are crazy. And I don't like that. And fishing should be abolished, except it tastes so good that it shouldn't be abolished. You know, does that make sense?
Well, it does. I like the fact that other people catch it, put them in a store. I go buy it. And
yeah,
eat it.
That I can live with. I just don't want to. I just hate catching it myself. It just makes me feel too bad.
First of all, I don't like to stand there an hour and a half. To catch two fish.
No, it's terrible when you have ADHD like you and I do.
Absolutely, son. You got it.
Yeah. Cole writes this. Cole from Colorado Springs, Colorado says, "Dear Meathead, do you like fighting in hockey?"
Well, it's really part of the game.
But it shouldn't be.
Because people do get hurt. But they're tough on each other. I mean, no, I can't really make a comment on that because, they hit each other so hard.
Right.
Like if I was one of the players and somebody banged me the way they do it, I'd really take that club at them.
What?
You know.
Yeah.
I'll retaliate.
Well, I think that if you ask the players, they would they would prefer it to be in the game.
During the game, the game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not talking about like outside the arena. I'm talking.
I know that we talk about during the game.
Right, and I think the players support fighting. I think.
Actually, hockey is a rough game. People, they really like to hurt each other.
What's crazy is in other sports, if there's any type of altercation like that, they act like it's the end of the world. But in hockey, if you get in a fist fight, you got to sit down for 5 minutes and then you're back in the game.
Now listen, when I was growing up, I actually played at age about 15, I played soccer in the national team of Iran.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Did
yeah.
You know that?
I think I remember you telling me about that.
Okay. Now, the biggest weapon that I had was I used to have a little pin on the side of my uniform.
Yeah, I remember I think you described it as you would stab people during the game.
I chased them. If I'm losing them, I'm trying to catch up with that needle and stick them in his butt, on the side of his butt.
That is
it. And he definitely loses control and I get the ball and go.
How, were you ever caught doing that?
Never caught.
You mean it didn't
never
look?
The guys didn't know what hit him.
These
because
must,
once I do, I get rid of that needle.
Yeah,
wasn't a needle; it was a safety pin.
You would think that the refs might notice something.
No, I knew it.
Along the way,
I was a cat's meow. Let me tell you, the way the guys reach for his butt.
Oh my God. Dad, that's always fantastic to hear. It's a funny story to be sure. All right. Well, hey, I'm out of questions, Dad.
This has been a loaded one. That's great.
Yeah, it's been great as always. Okay. Well, I will talk to you later today when you sing Happy Birthday to Diana.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
And I'll be looking forward and seeing you.
Indeed. I love you guys.
I love you too, honey.
Okay.
I love you too.
Okay, have a good one.
Yes, audience, I love you all.
They love you too, Dad.
Bye.
Okay, see ya. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't.